Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Sof Tes. We are up to Sif Yud Aleph. Mishabba Baderech Umakir Ilan O Gader Besof Alpayim Ama Yavre Shema Tachshach Kodem Shiyagiyasham. A person is traveling and he knows that there's a certain tree or fence, something at the end of his 2,000 Amos from where he is. Yavre Shema Tachshach Kodem Shiyagiyasham, and he's worried that nightfall will hit before he reaches that spot. And he says, Shvisasi tachta bikaro. And he says, I want my residence to be there, under the tree, by the roots there. Kana shvisa bikaro. He will be able to establish his residence there, at the roots of the tree, by the trunk of the tree, by the roots of the tree. The yeshol misham alpayim amos. I'll have 2,000 amos from there. This is true, even if he will not really be able to reach it by day, if he walked in an average way of walking, unless he actually ran there. So, he can walk there calmly, without running, even though he will not make it there when it is still Friday, it will already be full nightfall. Aval, if, however, he could not reach that tree, that spot that he knows about, at all before Shabbos, even if he ran, then lo yazuz mekomo, he cannot leave his spot. Sharei akar daito mikan v'gam sham lo kana, because he already went ahead and in his mind wanted to set his shvisa by the tree, and that was ineffective because it's too far away. And therefore, he doesn't have his shvisa. He doesn't have his residence here in the place where he is now, Bein HaShemashos, nor in the place where he would like to have his residence, his shvisa, on Shabbos. Now, what is going on over here? How can he do this? He neither is in the place during Bein HaShemashos, nor is he setting up a Eruv with food in that place. So how could the Eruv be at a certain place? So he said like this. How could that shvisa residence be, even if it's within 2,000 amos away, at the end of 2,000 amos, at the end of the day, his Erev is not there, his food is not there, nor is he there during Minish Mashos. So let's see. Ilan will go there. He says, first of all, who are the Shai Makom Mesuim? Flap Dafka, a tree or a fence, any specific area that he knows. You go in Sela, he doesn't say he knows a specific rack, Ukai Gavna. Then seeing Mekoyim HaShvisa, Betel, and if he actually, in his mind, was able to draw up a certain place for residence, and it was in a tell, it was on a mound or a hill, Shehu Gavoa, which was 10 Tvachim high, or Babika, or in a valley, Shiyamuka, which is 10 Tvachim deep, Asar Tvachim, and the area on top of the hill, mountain, or in the valley, was Ad Beis Sasayim, up to two Beis Sa, and Nechshevas Kula Karba Amos, and the whole area is considered like his Dalet Amos, because it's like Tzmuka Bafitzas. Yeshlo Mehosa Makom Alan Apayon. And I'll have another 2,000 Amos from that whole edge of the mountain valley. So when we say that he's going to have 2,000 Amos from the Goder or from the tree that he envisions within 2,000 Amos, that's only if we're not talking about an area that is enclosed. If this area is enclosed, then we'll have 2,000 Amos wherever he envisions that Shvisa should be. But again, we still don't understand why you should be able to do this. Again, what we're saying is as follows. A guy doesn't think he's going to make it to a certain place, doesn't think he's going to make it home. So what he wants to do is he wants to extend his ability to get home by setting up an Eruv within 2,000 Amos of where he is right now. And then he will then have another 2,000 Amos. He will then have another 2,000 Amos from that Ilan, from that Gader, from that Tel, from that valley, just by the fact that he has the ability to get there, if he ran, and he has the ability to get there by Shabbos, even though he's not in that place, even though there's no food there. So why does that work? We'll see. Let's continue on. So he says, Shvisasi tachtav v'ikaro. He says, my residence is going to be under that tree, by the trunk, by the roots, shel ilan av ilan. Afiko lafuke yemam arstam shvisasi tachtav. This is to exclude if he just said, in general, I want my residence to be under the tree. That would include also under the branches, not specifically by the trunk under the root, by the roots. So therefore, afilim kol ilan hu b'sof shir apayim ama mimkom amidaso. Then even if the whole tree is within 2,000 amas from where he is standing right now, lo yelo mina ilan v'hala apayim ama shlemi, he's not going to get a full 2,000 amas from the tree, kiyim papas mizah, rather it's going to be less than this. We can look at it, we'll see coming up later on in the sif. But again, what's the yisayid? Now he's going to explain. Sif katan ilches. Kana shvisa. He will be able to establish his residence at that specific place that he's thinking about, within 2,000 amas away. Just with words. This is a special kula from someone who is traveling on the way and he's not going to get back in time. We could look like we'll see coming up in Sifya Gimel. That's the word here. The word here is this is a special kula for someone who's traveling on the way, can't set up an actual Erev with food, and he can't, and he's not going to make it to the place where he wants to go by nightfall. So therefore he can go ahead and establish his Erev, establish his residence, just with Amira, as long as he can get there within 2,000 amos, and then he has another 2,000 amos from wherever he is. So he can gain another, like, you know, about another 4,000 amos this way, almost 4,000 amos this way. And if it's a tell or a valley, he can gain who knows how many amos, depending on how big the valley, how wide the valley or the tell is. We continue on. Sifkat and Nuntes. So it's even if he walks there and does not get there by nightfall, the fact that he could get there by nightfall if he ran, the fact that he could get there by Ben Hashmashos if he ran, when it's still day, he can get there, then it's going to be okay. Even if he doesn't get there, why Ben Hashmashos? Even if he walks nonchalantly, even if he walks slowly, the truth is he could even sit in his place, and go there the next day, 2,000 amos, to the Ilan, the Alpayim Amos, and he garish Ilan v'Ala. In other words, he doesn't even have to even go that night. The fact that he could get to that Ilan, so he gets 2,000 amos to the Ilan, and then another 2,000 amos from the Ilan to, let's say, he wants to get back into his city or whatever. The Gevin Jay Yachalagi Hashem, since he could get to that Ilan, Ayyadei Ritza, by running there, Mibo Yom, if he ran there when it was Friday, Mahani Diburo, that's what Chazal allows him, his declaration, the Kos Sham Shvisa, his declaration to establish his Shvisa by that Ilan, by the Ikar of the Ilan, by the roots under the tree, Av Sheino Halach Achshav Shlasham. Even though he doesn't go there right now, it's going to work. No different when he walks slowly and gets there late at night, or even decides to go the next day. And then he can go 4,000 amos the next day, because he goes 2,000 amos to the tree, and another 2,000 amos from there. And now comes the Shulchan Aruch, and he's going to specify exactly what we were talking about, the Dafka Sheyichet. So he continues on here, and he says, the Dafka Sheyichet Arba Amos Veheim Betoch Al Payim Amo. And he says, and specifically, we're talking here where he specified a specific Dalet Amos that's within 2,000 amos of where he is. Kigon, like he says, She'amar Shvisasi Bi'ikaro. He says, I want my residence to be by the trunk of the tree, Umikan Ad Ikaro, and from the place where he is now until the trunk of the tree, Ein Yoser Me Alpayim, is not further than 2,000 amos. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura. V'davka Sheyiche, Rotzalomar, this means to say, this means to say that even if he could get there by day, that's still not going to help. It's only if he specifies the specific Dalet Amos under the tree. And the Mechaber is not adding anything to what he said up until now. The Kavasa, what he means to say, what he wants to say is, he's saying specifically the way I just said it, only if he says, it has to be where he actually designated a specific place of residence, Dalet Amos under the tree, and that it has to be, this place is B'toch Alpayim, has to be within 2,000 Amos of where he is. If he did not specify the specific place under the tree, and the whole tree is not, B'toch Alpayim, is not within the 2,000 Amos, lo kana sham shvisa, he will not be able to establish the residence there. The Shema Haya V'dayto, as we'll see coming up, what that means, Shema Haya V'dayto, as we're going to see momentarily after we just do this Mishnah Berurah. So he says, it can't be more than Alpayim. It can't be that between the where he is now and the Ikar is more than 2,000. Even if from where he is now until the Ikar, it's 2,004 Amos, that would also work. Why? The nosim lo ama arba amos limkom shvisaso levad alpayim. He gets 4 amos to the makom shvisa besides the 2,000. The gam kavan is a mechaber, and that's what the mechaber means when he says what he says. He means alpayim levad. When he says alpayim, he means alpayim besides the arba amos of the makom shvisa. The gam mashakasa v'charkach, and also what he writes afterwards. Aval v'chulei b'toch alpayim. The kavana is b'toch alpayim means between 2,000. And Arba Amos, because Arba Amos is the Makom Shvisa, so you got 2,000 plus 4 Amos. And that's what the now Shulchan Aruch goes and contrasts. And he says, Avalam ein kol ha'ilan betoch alpayim. If the whole Ilan is not within the 2,000, v'lo yicheid Makom tachton, and he did not specify a specific area within the 2,000, then lo kana Shvisa. Then he was not able to establish residence. Why? Shema haya b'daito al Arba Amos sheheim. Because maybe his das was on the 4 amos outside the 2,000 amos. Again, if the whole tree is not within the 2,000 amos, and he did not go ahead and specify a specific place in the tree which is within 2,000 amos, it's not going to work. Because maybe he just says tree, maybe he's referencing a part of the tree that's not within the 2,000 amos, and therefore he doesn't get the shvisa by the tree, the resident by the tree, the gam kan lo kana, and even here also, he doesn't acquire his residence. Shariyaka daito mikan, because he already, in his das, uprooted himself from this place because he wanted it to be in the, by the tree, and therefore he has no tchum, lo yazuz min komo, and he can't leave that spot. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah, sif katam samet beiz, im ein kol ha'ilan, hainu, that means, afshi karo betoch ha'tchum, even though the ikar is within, the trunk is within the tchum, Elisha mixes enough of, but part of the branches are yaitzin chutz l'tchum, go outside the tchum, dainu chutz l'alpayim, meaning outside the 2,000 ba'arba amos, hu lo yichei shisaso, and did not go ahead and specify a specific place under the tree, sheye, like he did not go ahead and specify that he wants his residence to be sheye b'tzadi karo, it should be by the trunk, shehu b'toch ha'tchum, but rather, what he said was stam, shekone shisaso, he's saying stam, that he wants his residence to be tachas the ilan, l'chein lo kana shvisa klal. Therefore, he does not acquire, did not establish any residence anywhere. Sheva kiven daito, shema kiven l'kno shvisa tachas hanav. He wants to be kana shvisa under the branches that's yotin l'chutotchum, and that he can't do. And he's akar daito from where he is right now. And therefore, samach kimo lo yotin mkoma rotul omar mitoch arba amosav. He can't even leave his dalal amos because he was okar from the place where he is now. Plus, he can't establish the Eruv under the tree because he, since he wasn't specific and part of that tree is outside the 2,004 Amos, that's it, he is toast. We continue on in the Shulchan Aruch, and then he says, in kulo omei toch alpayim. What happens if the whole tree is within the 2,000 Amos, below yicheid mekom shvisasa, and he happens to not specify a specific part of the tree. So now we have an interesting scenario. You don't have to worry about the fact that any part of the tree is outside 2,000 amos, so you can establish a shisa there. But he didn't specify a specific part under the tree. So, kigon, sh'amar, he says, shvisasi tachtav. He says, I want my shvisa to be under the tree. So, yeshlo arba alafim mkomo l'tzaha ilan. He has 4,000 amos from his place in the direction of the tree, but it's chutz mishir meshach tachtav shel ilan. You have to subtract the area under the tree. You go, for example, mishir ilan esrim amos. Let's say the ilan, the area under the tree is 20 amos. So he'll have yeshal sham alpayim. He'll have 2,000 amos pachas esrim amos minus 20 amos. Why? Because since he could be meaning the beginning of the tree, or he could be meaning the end of the tree, so you have to assume that maybe all he has is the chumras of both the beginning part of the tree and the end of the tree. Therefore, if you gave him the full 4,000 amos and he didn't subtract the ilan, that's a problem. Why? Because maybe he meant, let's say, the beginning of the tree. If he meant the beginning of the tree, then he only has another 2,000 amos from the beginning of the tree. Let's see this all spelled out in the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan Samach Dalet. Arbat Alafim Mkoma Litzada Ilan. So he has 4,000 amos from where he is in the direction of the Ilan. So he says, Kitzur Lashon Yeshkan. It's a small, it's a shortened version of what he really wants to say. What he really wants to say is, Misad Zesh Shela Ilan. You have on this side of where the tree is, the Mitzada Ilan, and from the side of the tree, Vahol, it's out Beso, meaning he has 4,000 amos towards his house, which is, again, you have the Ilan in between his house, where he wants to get to. So he has basically 4,000 amos in that direction, minus 20 amma, which is, or whatever is the area under the tree. Sifkan Samacha, Yesha Shama Pai Amma, Pachas Esrim Amma. I knew that means, Mikol Tzad Shela Ilan, Ein Nosden Lo Rak Shir Zeh. From every side of the Ilan, we only give him this shear. Benimtza, and it comes out, Shebi Yichel Im Rocha Ba'ilan, Hu Besach HaKol, Arbat Alafim, Pachas Esrim Amma. Comes out that when he goes ahead and he, not Biyichel, Shebi Yachad, together with the air, not Yichel, Yachad. Benimtza Shebi Yachad Im Rocha Ba'ilan. Together with the width of the Ilan, you have a total of 4,000 amos, minus 20 amma. Vatam, what's the reason? That is because in the whole area of the tree, which is 20 amos, the sakina, we have a suffix, the makom shvisa, we have a suffix, where under that tree is the makom shvisa, is the residence. And therefore, as we said, you have to be total l'chumra, you have to go l'chumra. Namely, when you go ahead and you measure the second 2,000 amos from the Ilan Bahala, from the Ilan towards the home, the second 2,000 amos, you have to be modin also, you have to measure it, Nikom Haskalasa Ilan, from the beginning of the Ilan, Shuhulit San Ragwag, which is to the side of where he is right now. The Shema Kanashri Sasham. Because maybe that's where he established his residence. After the Fizem Mishamad Raglavu Alpayim Pafas Eshem Amma, and even though it seemingly doesn't make sense because from where he's standing and the beginning of the tree, that is less than 2,000 amos minus 20 amma. You can't go ahead and walk after there any amount. He's explaining here how we're going l'chumra. Meaning, in theory, you should be able to, where you're standing right now, you should be able to go backwards. Let's say the tree in his house is west. He should be able to go back another 20 amos east. Because he only has, up into the beginning of the tree, 2,000 amos minus 20 amos. So why doesn't he have, another 20 amos? He should have at least another 20 amos behind him. So the answer is, you can't say that. Why? Because maybe, Amrinan Shema Kana Shvisa Zabar Bamashal Sof Ilan, because maybe the Shvisa really is at the end of the Ilan, at the other side of the Ilan, which would then be a full 2,000 amos. Shemisham Adraglav Hu Alpayim Shleinu. From there, until where he's standing right now, that's 2,000 full amos. So therefore, that's what he's saying. It's L'chumra. L'chumra, it's 2,000, 4,000 minus the 20 amos under the tree, in terms of how far he could be going towards his house, but that does not mean that he then has another 20 amos behind him to go, since he was subtracting 20 amos, because it's all l'chumra. Now the Shulchan Aruch is going to bring the Rambam sheet, who's cholik, and he says as follows, Hakayne l'Rambam hakayne shvisa v'richuk makom v'lo siyem mekom shvisa. So Rambam has a whole different sheet here. He holds that if a person establishes his residence from a distance, and he doesn't specify a specific place, Lo kvana shvisa sham ella b'makom she'omei bo yeshechash. He does not acquire the shvisa there. Rather, he gets the shvisa in the place where he was standing at the time of Bein Hashemashos, the place where he was Bein Hashemashos. V'chein imam ha-shvisasi b'mkoyim ploini. And also, if he says, my shvisa should be in a certain place, u rachak bimenu, and he's more than 2,000 amos away, kvana shvisa b'mkomo, he establishes residence in the place where he's at. But the Rambam does hold, Ha'omer shvisasi tachas ilan ploni, if he says my shvisa is under the tree, then im yesh tachta shmona amos o yoser lo kana shvisa. If under the tree there was 8 amos or more, then he cannot establish his residence under it. Sherei lo kivein b'mkom shvisasa. L'fichach, therefore, tzarech l'skavein l'shpos b'yikaro, what he has to do, according to the Rambam, is he has to have kavana to go ahead and declare his residence. He has to have kavana for his residence to be Biikaro, O Ba'arba Amos, or at the 4 Amos, Shemitzfonu, the north of the tree, O Bedroma, or the south of the tree. Then may Tachta Pachos Bishmona Amos, in the Skavi and the Shpos Tachta. And if under the tree it was less than 8 Amos, then it doesn't make a difference. Kana will establish a Shvisa regardless of whether he specifies the Dalet Amos or the Ikar Shari Mixas, Makomo Mesuyim, because as long as part of his Shvisa is specified, you know, the area, part of the area of where he's establishing his residence has been specified, and that's going to automatically be there if it's less than 8 Amos under there, because no matter which 4 Amos he has, it's going to be part of the overall area under the tree, because it's less than 8 Amos. Any 4 Amos under the tree is going to connect up to any of the 4 Amos, north or south, under the tree. V'chein das harif is, and this is the opinion of the Rif. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. It's going to spell out exactly what the Kudos HaMachlokes is between the Rambam and what we've seen up until now. So comes the Rambam, and he says as follows. Sifkatan samachva, berichok makom velo siyim. So Rambam says, a guy goes ahead and he establishes a shvisa far away, and he didn't specify the place of shvisa. So he says, v'af shehu b'toch ha'tchum kom ragla. Even if it is within the tchum, it's within his 2,000 amos. L'day Rishon, according to the first opinion, he's kind of shvisa sham. He establishes his shvisa in that place. Bein mafsid, and all he's going to lose is mekayim rochav ha'ilam. The only thing he's going to lose is the area under the tree, as we said, like we just said in the previous, explaining the previous sifkatan. The Rambam came into Losiyim Mekomo, ain't no kind of sham shvisa klal. According to the Rambam, since he doesn't have a specific area that's been specified, then there's no residence established. He needs to specify a particular area. And what's going to then revert is that it's going to revert back to where he is, and that's going to be his residence. So in that sense, he's also holy. That's what he says. Sifkat and Samal Zayin, Urachal Kana Shvisa Bemkomo. He, according to the Rambam, if it doesn't work, his Shvisa, his residence, is going to be where he's at. So he says, Gam Bezep, Palag Adei Arishona. And this, he's also holy on the first opinion. Because according to the Arishona, Bezep Leuzes Bemkomo. In a case where it didn't work, so then what happens if the Shvisa didn't get established where he wanted it to be? He couldn't leave it all because he was Akar, Panesha Shamlo Kana, because he's not able to establish it in the place where he wants. And in the place where he is, he, according to the first opinion, he was Okir Das. He doesn't want it to be there. So therefore, Lo Yosuz Mikomo. However, the Rambam says, the Rambam Kla Shvisa Poponim Komo. The Rambam holds, once it's ineffective, so then it reverts back to where his residence should be, mainly based on where he is during Minash Mashos, and therefore Yesh Alpayim will have 2,000 Amos, the Pol Ruach, in all directions, Makom Shumahomet, the place where he's staying, and he's situated at the time of Minash Mashos, since he was not able to establish the Shvisa because he didn't specify a place. That's the Rambam Shita. Rambam does say, though, if he does specify a place under a tree, he specifies it under a tree, then it's all going to depend. If under the tree is more than 8 Amos, and he doesn't specify a specific place under the tree, then once again, it's not going to establish a residence under the tree, and it will revert back to, it will be exactly where he is, Beinash Mashos. And that's what he says, Sifkatan Se'uches, Kam Bezel Adidei. This is also, according to him, Afilu Kola Shmona Amos, even if the full 8 Amos, Hayu B'toch Alpayim, even if the whole tree, according to the Rambam, was within the 2,000 Amos of where he is, this would not be effective. The Lo Kein HaDei Arishona, this is not true according to the first opinion, because according to the first opinion, all you would do if the whole tree was within the Tchum, is if the tree is 10 Amos, 20 Amos, you subtract that amount and it would be effective. Okay, according to the Rambam, it's not going to be effective at all because he did not specify, and you don't have a specified area. Sif katan samech tes shebitz fono. So in a situation where you have a tree 8 amos or more, you have to either specify by the trunk or by the 4 amos north, the north 4 amos of the tree, or the south 4 amos of the tree. Ma'irachav, as Bishop Bruce says, ma'irachav yosef mishmona amos, and if it was wider than 8 amos the tree, Efshe gamkein l'sayim ha'makom, you could go ahead and specify the place, kagon arba amos harishonim shetachas ha'ilan. You could say either the first 4 amos or the second 4 amos hashniyim. The point is, it has to be specified what you're talking about. Once it's specified, you have a specific tree, you could say which dalet amos within that tree you're specifying. Sif katan ayin miktsas mekomo musyim. The Rambam shita is, as the Shulchan Aruch said, as long as there is some spot under the tree that was specified, even if it's not the full Dalet Amos, that would suffice for establishing the Shvisa there. And that's what he says. Mixes Makom Suyim, Amai and Tzais. And let's say in the middle Amma, Vimanashach. It goes either way. Yevshav Shalom Berosa. Either way, you got to that middle Amma. How? Dimbe Emtzal Ilan Berar. If you wanted the middle, let's say you were talking about the middle four Amos, Sarehi Mehen, then it's going to be, the middle part's going to be there. Biminat Stundin. And if you did it from, if you meant from either side, the north or the south, Bezat Sachiya, Rehi Mehen. Either way, the other, an Amma of the other side will be within these Dalet Amos. And the Shulchan Aruch had said, B'chein Das HaRif, is also the Rambam's opinion, besides, it's also the Rif's opinion. Ein Be'el Yerav Rabba, Shekasav Da'ikar, Kedei HaRishon. El Yerav Rabba says the Ikar is like the first opinion. Ein Be'el Locha, Shekasav Da'ein Dvar HaMukhrachim. Be'el Locha says, not so Pashit. Lach Oponim, Lach Hatchila, therefore he says, Lach Hatchila, V'vada Yish Yish Lizayar, Lissayim, Mekom Shizasov, B'Tzimtzum. Person should be careful to go ahead and specify his place, Kedas, of residence, specifically in such a situation, Kedas HaRambam, like the Rambam. Okay, let's finish up the Siman. Hayushnayim Sifyud Beis, Hayushnayim Echad Makir Ve'echa Eir Makir. If you had two people, and one person knew of a specific place, like a tree, the other one didn't. She'eno Makir, Moshe Shvisasa L'Makir. The one who doesn't know of a certain place, he can go ahead and give over his Shvisa, his residence, to the person who knows of a certain area. Va'omer Shvisaseinu Umkom Ploni. And he said that both of our Shvisas is in that place. Sifkatan Ayin Beis. Moshe Shvisasa L'Makir. She'omer Lo, you say to him, Shvisasi Imcha, my Shvisa is with you. Va'makir, and the one who knows, Omer Shvisaseinu Umkom Ploni. And he says, our Shvisa is in that place, let's say under the tree, by that trunk, etc. Sif Yud Gimel, but Dafka Lebava Derech Hetiru Lo Kai Gavna. This is what we said in the beginning of today, that this heter is only for someone who is traveling. So they were matir, and they said you could do this. Avalo Lemishahu Bebeisov, not someone in his home. Someone in his home, if he wants to set up an erev, the only thing he could do is either go and to that place and stay there Banish Mashos, or use Mazon Shtei Sudos. If he doesn't do that, Imamar Kain, if he wants to try to utilize this idea of saying Shvisasi B'Makom Ploni, specifying it won't work. Lo, 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 it's not going to work. Lo, ela, shvisas pesa. All he's going to have is the shvisa, the residence of his home where he is. Sifkat na'ayim gimel, labo b'derech. The mishum duhu yagia b'derech. This is lo heter, because he's so tired in his travels, and he's exhausted. So hu de'akelu, chazabu mekel, shekona shvisa, allowing him to establish his residence, just b'dibur ba'amah, just with words, without an actual eruv. Masha amar, whereby saying, shvisas yi makam ploni, my shvisa is in that place. Masha enke, misha yeba besa, someone who's in his home. Ain't called Shvisa Ella. The only way, if you're in your home, you can establish a Shvisa, a residence, deeper out to extend your tchum, is Ella Kesholech Baragla B'Yoshev Shav Matzedashach. Either to go there and stay there until nightfall, very many Shmashos. Oh, Shemini Hashem Mazon, or do as we said, you put your before Shabbos, put there a Mazon Shtei Sudos, the classic Erev Tchumen that we always talk about. Finally, Sikat Nayin Dal Shvisa Beso. So he said, if he did this, if he tried to utilize this Kula, when he's in his home, it's not going to be effective, and his shvisa is going to be his home. What about the first opinion? He says when it's not good, when you set it further away with Dibur, it's going to be, the shvisa is going to be not in the makom where he's at either. It's different when it's on the road, Mishnah Berurah is going to say, and when it's in his home. Look what he says. Sifkat Nayin Dalet, Shvisas Beisok, but Zeh Afilu Der Rishona. Even the first opinion, La'el and Sifyat Aleph, the sphere lay holds, Sham, he yelled there, Lo Yosef Ben Komo, he yelled there that if he couldn't set the area there, but Dibur, for whatever reason, because he messed up, then it was outside of 2,000 Amos or whatever, he's stuck. He doesn't even have the tchum of where he is Bein HaShvashos. Here, Moda the Yeshua Shvisa Beisah. Here, he's Moda to the Rambam that he will have at least the Shvisa, the tchum of his bias, the Kevin, the Omer Beisah, since he's in his home. Vadai, for sure, there, Nichalei Lepni Shvisa Beisah, he would want the Shvisa, if it doesn't operate, to be in his home. Kishlo Yoel, when the it doesn't work, there's Amirat Lakno Shvisa to establish a Shvisa in another place, Makom Acher. Kosh Shvisa Le'el, Sopsim Tavches, like we said in Sopsim Tavches, the Mishnah Berurah. As opposed to when he was on the road, and he doesn't want his Shvisa to be on the road. He wants his Shvisa, his residence, to be further out, and because he wants to be able to get to wherever he has to get to. And therefore, according to the first opinion, Lo Yozes Mekomo, he wouldn't be able to have the Tchum of where he's at.